This morning, we're going to have a surprise verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. In other words, I'm going to open it somewhere. The reason is that, as providence would have it, and for other reasons, actually, somehow or other, I find that the scripture is very much alive, and it tends to have a mind and a will of its own. In other words, Krishna is here, and somehow or other, verses come up at very appropriate times, almost by magic. So, the verse which has come up today, 7:15:27, is quite an interesting verse and very relevant to the time. So I wasn't prepared to speak on this verse as much as I would like to be, because I feel it is very important subject matter for all the devotees. So what I would like to do is speak tomorrow night, when there are more devotees here, and when I have time to prepare a slideshow. You're wondering what the subject of the lecture will be? Well, off the top of my head, I guess the subject will be why we worship the spiritual master as good as God. So some people may be wondering about this. And so I wanted to make a presentation. But today, let's see. We'll speak from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 10, text number 42. Because the verse is not on the board, I'll recite the Sanskrit. Esha Brahmanya Devasya Krishnasya Cha Mahatmanaha Avatara Katha Punya Vado Yatradi Daityayo. Translation. In this narration about Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, various expansions or incarnations of the Lord have been described, and the killing of the two demons, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, has also been described. Purport. Avatars, or incarnations, are expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Govinda. Adyaitam achutam anadim anantarupam adyam purana purusham navayovanam cha vedeshu durlabham adurlabham atma bhaktau govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. I worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, who is the original person, non-dual, infallible, and without beginning. Although he expands into unlimited forms, he is still the original. And although he is the oldest person, he always appears as a fresh youth. Such eternal, blissful, and all-knowing forms of the Lord cannot be understood by the academic wisdom of the Vedas, but they are manifest always to pure, unalloyed devotees. From the Brahma Samhita, 5th chapter, 33rd verse. The Brahma Samhita describes the avatars. Indeed, all the avatars are described in the authentic scriptures. No one can become an avatar or incarnation, although this has become fashionable in the age of Kali. The avatars are described in the authentic scriptures or shastras, and therefore before one risks accepting a pretender as an avatar, one should refer to the shastras. The shastras say everywhere that Krishna is the original personality of Godhead and that he has innumerable avatars or incarnations. Elsewhere in the Brahma Samhita, it is said, Rama di murti shukala niyamena tishtan. Rama, Nasimha, Varaha, and many others are consecutive expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. After Krishna comes, Balaram is Shankarshan, then Aniruddha, then Pradumna, then Narayan, and then the Purusha avatars, Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and Shirodakshaya Vishnu. All of them are avatars. One must hear about the avatars. Narrations about such avatars are called avatara katha, the narrations of Krishna's expansions. Hearing and chanting these narrations is completely pious. Srinvatam sva katha krishna punya shravana kirtana. One who hears and chants can become punya, purified of material contamination. Whenever there are references to the avatars, religious principles are established, and demons who are against Krishna are killed. The Krishna consciousness movement is spreading all over the world with two aims: to establish Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and to kill all the pretenders who falsely present themselves as avatars. So we'll finish there. No. The preachers of the Krishna consciousness movement must carry this conviction very carefully within their hearts and kill the demons who in many tactful ways vilify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. If we take shelter of Nrsimhadev and Prahlad Maharaj, it will be easier to kill the demons who are against Krishna, and thus to establish Krishna's supremacy. Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the Supreme Lord and the original Lord. Prahlad Maharaj is our guru, and Krishna is our worshipable God. As advised by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. If we can be successful in getting the mercy of Prahlad Maharaj and also that of Nrsimhadev, then our Krishna consciousness movement will be extremely successful. The demon Hiranyakashipu had so many ways to try to become God himself. But although Prahlad Maharaj was chastised and threatened in many ways, he rigidly refused to accept his powerful demoniac father as God. Following in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj, we should reject all the rascals who pretend to be God. We must accept Krishna and his incarnations and no one else. Esha Brahmanya Devasya Krishnasya Cha Mahatmanaha Avatara Katha Punya Vado Yatradi Daityayo. In this narration about Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, various expansions or incarnations of the Lord have been described, and the killing of the two demons, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, has also been described. So this chapter is called Prahlad, the Best Among Exalted Devotees. Usually, Srila Prabhupada would clarify that when we say that we have to kill the demons, it means to kill the demoniac mentality. So please don't anyone take it otherwise and go out and start killing people. this would not be good. But it is a fact that at the present moment, the entire world is more or less being controlled by people who are blind to Atma Tattva Gyan, or spiritual knowledge. Neither they know the purpose of life, nor do they know how to help people advance in spiritual life and thus mitigate all their suffering in the material world. They cannot help people spiritually, and consequently, they cannot help people materially. Because material happiness follows spiritual happiness, not the other way around. Our primary goal in life should be to attain self-realization. It is impossible, if you ask anyone, anywhere, if he is honest, he will say that he wants to satisfy himself. But, unfortunately, people do not know the real self. They think the self is the body. This is only partially true. The body is the lower self, the animal self. And you cannot become completely happy simply by polishing the cage and neglecting the bird inside. You cannot become completely happy by satisfying the animal self, the senses of the body, and neglecting the spirit soul. Therefore, people are in darkness, and no matter how much they endeavor in darkness, they will not find a solution to their suffering. In fact, they will only make things more and more complicated. Sometimes you wake up in the morning, at least I have this experience, and I'm in a room that is completely dark. So the first thing is I wake up and I realize that it's time for Mangal Aarti and I'm 10 minutes late. So then I get very excited that I must immediately move towards the shower and go to the temple. But because it's dark, I have to turn on the light. So I invariably rush across the room to try and find the light. And usually I've forgotten that I've left my suitcase in the middle of the room and a chair here and a table there. And I smash my feet and go crashing over a chair, and I'm lucky if I can get to the light before I've wounded myself at least once or twice. So, in darkness, we may have a feeling of urgency, anxiety, we may have a strong desire to solve our problems. But as long as no one brings some light into the room, as long as no one brings some understanding of our true position, we will simply struggle in darkness and suffer even more. So therefore, we have to hear from sadhu, guru, and shastra. In other words, we have to find someone who is adhoksaja, someone who knows both the animal self and the spirit self, and who has attained self-realization, who has attained liberation. Such a person can guide us. Therefore, there is great emphasis on following those who have achieved perfection in the past. Mahajano yena gata sapantaha. One has to follow in the footsteps of the great Mahatmas. the foundation, the Krishne Svadamo Pagate Dharma Gyana Dibisaha Puranarko Dunoditaha. In Kali Yuga, especially, the scripture takes on very significant position, takes on a very central, it's of very central importance to us, because more than anything, the scripture is steady. The scripture doesn't change. The scripture is open. Anyone can read the Bhagavad Gita every day and see the same verses, the same translation, the same instructions from Krishna. Of course, we require the previous teachers, what understanding, what instruction they have given us, that is very important. And we also require the instruction of a teacher who is with us today, who can guide us according to our questions, etc. Relevant, time-sensitive, context-sensitive questions and answers. These can be we can engage in such question and answers with a bona fide spiritual master. But the scriptures describe a great deal, and especially they describe the symptoms of a self-realized soul, that we can identify such a person. They describe the incarnations of God. It is a fact that we are suffering in this material world in darkness, but it is not a fact that there is no one who cares for us, that we are here alone. Krishna very much is concerned for our suffering condition. We feel lonely because this is a dark age, and there is not the symptoms of love and compassion between living beings is very scarce. You feel very much that you're alone and nobody really cares for you. This prevailing feeling is there. So we think in an impersonal way. But the fact is that Krishna does care for us, and he is prepared to come to this material world again and again to save us. He comes directly himself, Sakshad Hari, he comes directly as the Lord. He comes in different incarnations. Here it is explained there are as many incarnations as there are waves in the ocean. That's a lot of incarnations. And don't look to one of your next door neighbors, because there are not that many incarnations, but there are a lot. But he sends his servants. He sends his pure devotees, the Nitya Siddha devotees. We're more familiar with Lord Jesus Christ. We can say that he is a Shakti Avesh avatar, an empowered incarnation. Basically, there are two categories, Svangsa and Vibhinangsa. Those expansions of the Lord that are of the same plenary, the same potency as the Lord. They are plenary expansions. And they may come and manifest aspects of the Lord's opulence, but they're fully potent, just like Lord Ramachandra. He acted as a perfect king, but he is known as Maryada Purushottam. And there are many other examples of the Lord's Svangsa expansions. Here some of those expansions are mentioned, such as Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Shirodakshaya Vishnu, Shankarshan, Aniruddha, Pradyumna, Narayana. So, then there are the Vibhinnaṃsa. Vibhinnaṃsa means separated expansions. We are in the category jiva tattva. We are in the category of separate. We are also God. But we are God in quality, not in quantity. So Krishna is very concerned about our welfare, and he makes a great deal of arrangements so that we can be saved. Now the key is that we have to desire to be saved. Really, this is a most important point. Krishna has made an arrangement, but when it gets down to the real nitty-gritty, you know that expression? Anyway, I can't. All I can think of is an Aretha Franklin song, but get right down to the real nitty-gritty. The bottom level, you know. What's really the important thing in our spiritual lives is how much we want to be self-realized. Everything depends on our desire. Krishna is not going to force anyone. If you want to live in darkness, then Krishna will give you all facility to crash all over your suitcase and break your toe and whatever. If you want to live in the material world and try to pretend that you are God, try to pretend that everything is fine, that everything's okay. The typical example is someone is in an accident, their leg is broken, their ribs are broken, their nose is broken, their spine has been, something happened, they're in the hospital, their legs are sticking up in the air in traction, they've got tubes in their nose and, you know, tubes coming out of their ears and needles in their arms, and you go to visit them and you say, "How are you?" "Oh, I'm fine. I'm okay." If you think like that, that everything's okay, I'm okay, you're okay, then Krishna won't interfere with your illusion. But if you can see that you don't like to get old, if you can understand that you don't like to die, if you can understand that you don't like miseries caused by nature, by other living beings, if you can understand this and you want to change something, you want to develop a higher consciousness than animal consciousness, if you want to know more about your real self instead of just living like a cat or a dog, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, if you want more than animal life, then Krishna will help you. He'll make all arrangements. He's offering the same facilities to everyone, but it's up to those who take advantage of it. And Krishna will lead you out of darkness. He will deliver you to the transcendental platform. He will send you a spiritual master. He will give you the scriptures. He'll give you the association of devotees. He'll guide you from within the heart as Chaitya Guru. And in that way, you can conquer over the modes of material nature. You can conquer over the lower self. What is that verse? Can't think right now, but one can elevate himself rather than degrade himself. Here the example is given of Prahlad Maharaj. It's a good example, really, although Prahlad was, not in this yuga. He was in Treta Yuga. Or actually, it was Treta Yuga or Satya Yuga? Prahlad, Hiranyakashipu. I guess it was Satya Yuga. Anyway, Prahlad Maharaj was born in a family which was inimical. His father was the king of all the demons. And Prahlad had every excuse to avoid devotional service, but he didn't. In fact, he risked his life to perform devotional service, and he advised everyone, to all his friends. He engaged in Krishna Katha. He took whatever situation he was in, he would engage in talking about Krishna, whether he was with his demoniac school friends, or whether he was by himself, or whether he was being attempted to be killed by his father. In every situation, he simply remained steady in his devotion to God. So this is the test that we all have to go through, that how we are prepared to remain fixed. Ahoitukiya pratyatai. Devotional service is without interruption. A pratyata means that you don't perform devotional service, but when there's a little difficulty, then you stop. That is not pure devotional service. Some obstacle, some challenge, some little difficulty. So, it's too much trouble. I will stop it. That is not pure devotional service. Pure devotional service is that I will serve Krishna and I will depend upon Krishna for the result. If there is difficulty, that will only encourage me to become more enthusiastic in my service. I will not be discouraged by obstacles, but I will continue through thick and thin. Just like when you get married, there's a little mantra that you have to chant, that we will remain together in happiness and distress, in success or in failure, in all conditions we will remain together. So the devotee also, in any condition, like Prahlad Maharaj, he simply engages in serving Krishna and Krishna Katha. In that way, he gets the mercy of the Lord very easily. The Lord is very much impressed by someone who goes on trying, who goes on doing his best despite all obstacles. So we really have to have this never say die attitude. Never say quit attitude. Just like someday, probably, Goran Ivanisevich will win the Wimbledon. Sometime, if he just tries. He's an also-ran. Means he's always been second. But he keeps trying. So we have to become Krishna conscious somehow or other. We have to keep pushing on through all the darkness. Prahlad Maharaj did it, and he showed us the way, showed us the path. And, of course, here Prabhupada talks about killing the demons. Well, we definitely have to not be concerned with demons. Not be concerned means that we will chant and dance and distribute our books and do everything that we have to do to spread Krishna consciousness. And invariably the demons will be agitated by our activities. They are atheists. They don't like the idea of God. They're total atheists. They're not Christians, mostly. They're not Muslims. They're not believers in God of any type. And sometimes they may take the dress of a religious person, but in actuality, they're atheists. So such persons will try to stop the preachers in their work, but we will carry on. And either they will leave us, or Krishna will kill them. Kill them in any number of different ways, directly or indirectly. Ultimately, Krishna kills everyone. He kills us too. But he kills us in a loving way, in a liberating way. He takes us back to his abode. Mam upetyatu konteya punar janmana vidyate. We were coming in the car yesterday, and it was somebody's birthday. So everybody was chanting. This is the first time I heard this one, but it was good. Hare Krishna to you, Hare Krishna. No, how's it go? To you, Hare Krishna to you. May you never take birth again, Hare Krishna to you. So that's the devotees. They, we won't take birth again if we pursue the path of devotional service, and through all difficult times. Really, you got to pursue it. You have to expect. Nobody, we're telling you right now, if you haven't had difficult times in your devotional service, you've been lucky so far. You will have difficult times, but you have to carry on. You have to push on. So, okay, I'll stop there. I don't know what we'll speak about tomorrow, but I think Saturday night's discussion would be a good discussion for everybody to participate in, because it is a subject which is probably on the minds of devotees at the present moment, and I'm enthusiastic to discuss the subject. Are there any questions today? Okay, thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.